Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys, and we bring the show to you to educate you and teach you about different injury subjects each week to give you a level playing field with the insurance company for the at-fault party. You have a crash, you have an at-fault party, they have an insurance company, and that insurance company makes all the decisions. They decide how and when and if they're going to pay you any money for your injuries, how much, and they try to negotiate, and they also try to beat and defeat your claim. We've said that for a very, very long time. They have a strategy. They have many strategies. They're not in your favor. They're not your friend. They are your adversary, and you need to understand that. You need to grasp that at the very beginning. The insurance company for the at-fault party, let's say the party who rear-ended you, we're talking about a car crash example, that's our usual example, that insurance company for the at-fault party is the one that's going to pay, has to pay, and so they're going to try to attack your injuries, attack the way the accident happened, attack liability, and they have strategies. You can have your own strategy. At Bell and Pollock, we've been helping injured victims put their lives back together again for over 30 years. We've done it many, many times. We have our own strategies, which we give you. Then you'll have your own strategy. We call it a legal game plan. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected that concept. You can get our book free. You can call our office at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy of the book free. We've written 6 books. They're all there for you. They're free, or we'll send you a hard copy if you let us know. As I said earlier, we usually use the example of a car crash. And we're going to talk today about the emergency room records and the emergency room visit. And we're also going to talk today about police reports and on the scene and what happens with police reports. How do they get created? And what is really, really important to the insurance companies? And tips for you today. So that's going to be today's show. And so let's talk about our typical example. Let's say you're on your way home from work. You got about 10 minutes to go. You're at a traffic light. Then, boom, you get hit from the rear. And then the trouble starts. And so then you had your seatbelt on. I know you had your seatbelt on. So you have your seatbelt on. You call the police. The police are going to come. And let's say you're going to go in an ambulance. You're going to go in an ambulance to the emergency room. The emergency room records and the ambulance, EMT records, first responders records, are very critical. So, Brad, let's cover a couple of examples of how these insurance companies tries to use the EMT records and the ER records against you.
Well, the EMT records are very important because that's the first responders. They're the ones on the scene. They're the ones trying to find out if you reported that you were hurt. The EMT records also are going to, quite often, most of the time, will also give information concerning whether or not they see major damage or minor damage to the car or to the vehicles, whether or not they think it was a low speed or medium speed or high speed crash. Obviously, they say that's information they need to be able to help to assess what they call the mechanism of injury. But they're also going to be dealing with you. They're going to be dealing with certain scores they're going to take on you, certain observations, how you handle yourself, what you're doing. Did you report you were hurt? Did you report you weren't hurt? Did you report any pain? But basically, what they're doing is they're looking to see if they need to deliver or provide emergency care. And that can be a lot different than being hurt in a crash. Emergency care may not be necessary for what is still a very significant, and I'm talking one that can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills alone, a very significant injury. But they're not going to be concerned with some of those problems. So something like a herniated disc, unless you're writhing in pain and you're saying you can't go anywhere or do anything, they may not really even pay attention to that. Because they're not going to be concerned about whether or not you have a herniated disc that may end up needing surgery, because that's nothing that is requiring emergency care.
Right. You know, a lot of people, you got to be careful at the scene. You got to be careful with the EMTs because insurance companies attack that very point initially and to begin with. And what do we mean they attack that point? A lot of people, the EMTs show up and they're called by the police and they show up and they ask you, are you injured? The police officer asks you, are you injured? Are you okay? Most people are not complainers. Most people try to just get by in life. And so when you say something like, no, I don't think so, I don't think I'm injured, to the police officer, he or she's going to put that on the report that you said you were not injured. And the insurance company is then going to use that statement against you. And then fast forward later, they'll say, well, didn't you tell the police officer you weren't injured? So now you're just making that stuff up. No. Sometimes symptoms onset later that day, the next morning. Can't tell you how many clients Brad and I have had over the years. They say, you know, I was in an accident. I felt okay. I told the police officer I was okay. Next morning, I couldn't even get out of bed. Wow. And so, but they're going to seize on the statement that you told the EMT that you weren't injured. So that's the first example. Let's talk about the function of the ER, Brad. The EMTs are there to get you to the emergency room. Maybe they have communications with the emergency room doctors, etc. But they get you there. And the function of the emergency room, now this is what insurance companies are going to attack. The function is not to get you all well and better and solve all your problems. Let's talk about those functions of the emergency room, how the insurance companies try to attack you.
Well, the function of the emergency room really isn't to solve or to take care of any problem or any condition or any problem you have that's not considered to be life-threatening or needed on an emergency basis. And that's what they look at. So once again, if you walk in and say, man, my back really hurts or my knee's hurting, but you can still walk, they may take an x-ray of your knee, but they're not necessarily going to give you any treatment other than saying, go see your regular doctor. What they are concerned about in the emergency room are life-threatening situations or life-threatening injuries, or they're concerned about, at times they can be very concerned about what are obvious, open and plain head injuries or injuries to your body that require emergency care. So once again, if you've been in a crash and you've hit your head and you're having problems like headaches and you're not feeling well and stuff, but they take an x-ray and it doesn't show any real problems, they're not going to go further in MRIs. They're not going to go further with extended care. They're not going to go further with physical therapy. They're not going to go further with testing. They're simply going to say, okay, goodbye. Go consult your regular physician. Go talk to a specialist in the area, but you have no reason to be in our emergency room anymore because you're not bleeding. You don't have anything we need to treat right away. You don't have anything broken that we can find. Even if you might have a cracked rib or a broken rib, nothing that we can deal with, and you're not in a life-threatening situation. So they're not going to necessarily come in and give you any care that you're going to be able to say is a result of, for instance, once again, a herniated disc. They're just not going
to
do it.
Right. So, and Brad made some great points there, because when you go to the emergency room and let's say they ask what happened, you say, my neck is killing me. So they got to make a clinical judgment call at that point, whether or not they're going to do any radiographic films, or it could be x-ray MRIs, it could be anything, or not. And if they do, sometimes you have a neck injury, it's very sore, it hurts, and sometimes it lasts for the rest of your life. And the x-rays show there it was negative. It wasn't positive for anything. It was in doctor talk unremarkable. So the insurance company says you went to the emergency room. You told them about your neck. You didn't tell them that you had memory loss. You didn't tell them that you felt symptoms of a concussion. You didn't tell them so much about your left knee, maybe a little bit mentioned, but you said basically it's okay. And so, and your x-ray and your MRI was unremarkable. It was negative. Therefore, you were tested at the emergency room. They didn't find anything wrong with your neck. And therefore, now we're a year later, your neck is still bothering you. 6 months later, a year and a half later. And so, therefore, we're not going to pay you because the emergency room records kind of showed that you weren't injured. You know, let's talk about the discharge instructions, because a lot of people, when they go in with a neck or low back injury to the emergency room, the emergency room doctors, if there's not a life-threatening event or if there's not a spinal cord worry or concern, they're going to discharge you. What do those discharge instructions usually say? And that's the part the insurance company doesn't like, because the discharge instructions usually say, you know, if you experience any more symptoms or any worsening of these symptoms, go to your PCP or you can come back to the emergency room.
Heck, they might not even put you in the ambulance. The EMTs might look and say, okay, well, we understand you're having these problems. We understand you're having the injuries. And you've got somebody here to drive you home. Somebody showed up to take you home, or maybe your car's drivable. And they're going, yeah, we know you hurt. We know you have pain. And what will they say? Well, if the pain persists, go ahead and go to your doctor. You know, a lot of times they'll look at you and you don't have pain. And they'll say, okay, if you start having pains within the next week, go see your doctor. There's not going to be a reason for them to put you in their ambulance because, once again, it's the ambulance is not reserved for somebody who's saying, I'm sore or I'm feeling pain from a crash. That's almost obvious. That's something that they're not surprised in. They're there with their ambulance to take care of people who need immediate care, who need immediate attention. And they're the ones that have to jump in to the ambulance and get to the hospital and get that particular ailment taken care of. And once again, it's got to be an ailment that they need to, on a need basis, they need to give you emergency care. And a lot of times the injuries you're going to get from a crash are not emergency care. You can hit your knee. That's going to result in a knee replacement of $100,000, $100,000 in medical bills. And they're not going to necessarily put you in the ambulance or take you to the emergency room. And the emergency room's not going to do anything about it anyway. They're going to say, go see a doctor.
And what the insurance company is going to say is you didn't take an ambulance ride. So you must not, they imply or state you must not have been hurt or you would have taken an ambulance. Some people don't even want to go to the hospital. I mean, you're on your way home and the example was you're 10 minutes away, then boom, you're hit. And then the fight starts with the insurance company, then the symptoms onset. And these insurance companies know full well that symptoms can onset over time, even the next day, even the next couple of days. But they try to attack your case by saying you didn't go in the ambulance, you didn't go in the emergency room, and if you did, then these records don't show what you say now. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900-795-5900. You can also go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our podcasts are there. It's an information-loaded website for you. All of our books are there. You can download free copies of any of our books. We've written 6 books to help you. Our most recent book, The Essential Guideline to Colorado Car Insurance, answers all your questions, gives you picture examples, and shows you what to do and tells you what to do for your insurance policy. And if that's not enough, you can call us anytime and just ask us a question. Bell and Pollack, Champions of the People, will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know. Or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys, and we help people for over 30 years. We can put our experience to work for you. If you come to see us, we can give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. All right. We're talking about this example. You're in a car accident. You've been rear-ended. We were talking about going to the emergency room, the functions of the emergency room, and how the insurance companies try to attack you and attack your records. And let's face it, Brad, sometimes, many times, people go in and they have multiple injuries, maybe their left ankle, maybe their left knee, and their neck, and so the doctors make a clinical judgment, and so they're not so concerned based on your presentation about your left knee or your left ankle, and it may not even get entered in the medical records. They want to say they want to be concerned about your neck. That's where the spinal cord is and other problems. And then later, the insurance company says, "Well, you didn't say anything about your knee or your ankle then,
but you did." And the thing is, what you're going to find is, you know, it's not rare. You go in and the first thing you have is a nurse and they're saying, okay, what are your injuries? And they start going over your injuries in order of care, in order of need. And if they see one or two they have to deal with, but they don't have any others or that they have to deal with, you might've complained, but they have to deal with, then they're not going to put them down. Maybe they'll put them down. Maybe they'll put them down as side events, but it's certainly nothing that anybody's going to pay attention to. They're going to take what your glaring need is. And if that need is something that needs to be addressed right away, if it's not, I mean, all of you that are sitting there have been to an emergency room at one time or another. You recognize when you walk into the emergency room that you have a nurse who starts with a priority list on who needs what kind of care and what they need. Because you sit down at the front desk and you start telling what it is. I've been in pain all night. I have a stabbing pain in my stomach and I can't stand it and I feel like I'm going to throw up. Versus a person who walks in and has a huge cut that's bleeding and pouring blood and needs stitches. Normally, they're going to take the person needing stitches first, or they're at least going to stop the bleeding. They may bring you in right away. If they think you have been throwing up all night, then they may bring you in and start giving you some fluids, but they're not going to be rushing around near as much as somebody who says, I've been in a crash and now I can't move my legs. If you've come in on that same crash and you can move your legs, you can walk, you can do things, they're not going to really be as concerned. So you have a nurse starting out with priorities. Now that nurse or the person bringing you in, the triage person, is going to be talking to you about what's your order of priority. What is your injuries? And they're going to prioritize what needs care. And as Gary said, some things may not even make it onto the report because they're not concerned about that. So you've got to be ready to address this with the adjuster and tell the adjuster, wait a minute. If you're going to go by that, then you've got to understand that let me tell you how emergency rooms work. And if you start doing that with the adjuster, lo and behold, you're going to find out the adjuster knows darn good and well how emergency rooms work. They know darn good and well what it's all about. They know darn good and well that this is the way it works. And they know that what may or may not have been put on that emergency room intake doesn't have a lot of relevance to your, what I call, your secondary injuries. And I don't call them secondary to minimize them. I call them secondary to say they're different from the main injury that you went to the hospital with.
Right, and they look for these records and through these records, and that's how they try to attack you. Okay, now we're going to switch to the example. You're still in the accident. You're rear-ended. The at-fault party insurance company now going to attack your records. Let's say, for example, you did not go to the emergency room. You did not take an ambulance ride. So there's no emergency room records to look at or attack. How do they do it then? What do they do? What do you need to know? Here's what you need to know. They're going to say, you say, ma'am, you say, sir, you were injured at the scene and then you didn't go, you declined to take the ambulance ride. Implication or statement outright, you weren't injured. If you had have been injured, you would have gone to the ambulance and you would have gone to the emergency room. Some people don't want to go to the emergency room. Some people don't think they need to, but they find out the next morning or in a few days or a few weeks they are really injured and hurt. So then the insurance company says, you didn't go to the emergency room, so there's no records. So you must have not been hurt. Implication of that, impliedly they say it. They say or imply that you're making this stuff and lying. Okay, so if you don't go to the emergency room, what's the next best thing you can do? Well, when you wake up or your symptoms onset or if you don't feel right, it's your own medical condition, it's your body, it's your life, then go to your PCP, go to a doctor. Because they do understand that. They won't tell you they understand that, but they understand people don't go to on the ambulance ride or to the hospital. They understand maybe symptoms onset. They understand next morning you get up and, wow, you can't move your neck. It's horrible. Or your low back or your left arm or your shoulder or your brachial plexopathy area. They understand that. And so you go to the doctor. So now you're going to follow up. So what they're going to say is, well, you waited too long to go to the doctor. Or you went to the doctor once, but you never went back. So do you see? They're going to look for omissions, things that weren't there in the records. They're going to look for statements by you. Oh, I'm not hurt. Or I feel okay. Now I declined the ambulance. They're going to look for those. And then later they're going to use them against you. So, Brad, what should people do? I mean, they're not going to go to the ambulance. They're not going to go to the emergency room. Then, medically speaking, if it's justified and legitimate, what should people do?
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've had people who, just because of the press of what they're trying to get accomplished when they're driving, I have to be in a meeting, I have to pick up my child, I have to go to this event or that event. How many people will look, and even when they're in pain, say, yeah, I'm in pain, or even times say, I'm okay, and they'll go on with whatever the activity was they had that day, not go to the emergency room, and then they need to be in a doctor's office later on. And, you know, what you should do is make the appointment. Don't delay on that situation when it continues. Most of you know your own bodies, and some of us know that we have bodies that, okay, we'll have pains, and those pains can go away. Those pains will leave, and we don't worry about them. Other pains, we say, wait a minute, that pain is still there. And if it continues to be there, and if it's starting to cause other problems, you got to make the appointment. Call up and make the appointment with the doctor. When you're talking to the adjuster, you tell the adjuster you're not falling for it. The best thing you can tell the adjuster is you want to play that game, I'll get a lawyer, and the lawyer won't fall for it. Because if I get an experienced lawyer, I'll come to Bell and Pollock. And when you come to Bell and Pollock, we're going to call up and say, we're not buying it. Don't give us that, because that doesn't mean anything. And their adjuster is going to say, well, what we hope to do is we hope to get ourselves an uninformed jury that we can bamboozle into believing that that has some kind of relevance or significance by making an argument through our attorneys, when we all know, when they know, the adjuster knows, the defense attorneys know, they all know that has little to no significance over the fact that you did not get in the ambulance or you didn't go to the emergency room.
So they look for inconsistencies. I think you're getting the idea and the flavor of this now. So you say to the MTs, no, I don't want to go in the ambulance. I don't want to go to the emergency room. You tell the police officer. They write down declined emergency medical treatment. Then you go to your doctor. And we're not encouraging you to make anything up, but what we are saying, if you have legitimate symptoms and injuries, you need to go to the doctor, because some people then suck it up. They don't want to go to the doctor, even though they're hurting very, very badly. It'll just go away, they think. It'll just go away. It'll solve itself. So I'm not going to go. And that is deadly in an injury claim, because then the insurance companies are going to say, A, you didn't go in the EMT, the ambulance. B, you didn't go to the emergency room. And C, you never even went to a doctor. So you want us to believe now that you went to the doctor for the first time a month after the crash, and you want us to believe you were injured in this crash a month ago? And that's how they do it. That's what's important. Let's talk just a second about gaps, Brad.
Yeah, I've seen people that have waited 3 or 4 months to go to the doctor. And why? Is because they just keep dragging through every single day in pain with discomfort, thinking it'll go away. Let me try the heating pad today. Let me try the ice today. Let me try walking. Let me try stretching. Let me try yoga. And they're trying a million different things, and they're hoping and they're thinking it's going to go away. And some days they have better days than other days, because any doctor that does this kind of stuff will tell you, and physical therapist and a chiropractor or anybody will tell you, look, your symptoms can wax and wane. But what we really deal with is that they call that an initial gap. And then if you go to the doctor and you hear from the doctor and the doctor says, well, I think you've got this or that, and let's send you physical therapy, and you don't go see a doctor for another couple months, now they're saying, well, there's a gap in your treatment. And certainly if you're seeing a doctor now, it must be because something new happened to you. It can't be our injury, because if you were really in pain, you'd have been at the doctor all the time. Well, that's just plain bunk.
Right. You know, and we're going to talk about, right, we've got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to talk about the fact that, you know, they try to find inconsistencies, and they try to find you to be a non-compliant patient. What does that mean for you? And that will be next up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. And believe me, we have done cases all over the state of Colorado. We'll be glad to do your case. We'll be glad to talk to you about your case. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, your strategy to navigate the insurance maze. Bell and Pollock, we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And you can call us for a free initial consultation at any time. Okay, so Brad, let's just briefly wrap up this show. We didn't get to police reports. We'll do that next week. Let's wrap up this show by saying how they try to prove that you're a non-compliant patient and then use that against you.
Well, once again, they try to take every little word that's been put into the medical records and then say you didn't follow them. So if the doctor's giving you a therapy regime or a workout regime or certain things you should do, they start asking, did you do them every single time? Did you do them to the exact letter of what the doctor's done? And a lot of times, the majority of the times, people don't do the exact thing. And so they try and embarrass you. Well, then you didn't do what the doctor said, so that's why you didn't get better. A lot of times you need to talk to the doctor will say, well, if you didn't do it every day, that's understandable and it won't hurt you.
Right. But you understand there's a way to beat these things. We're talking about all the problems today. We're talking about the attacks insurance companies levy against injured victims, including you, your family. There are ways to beat this. There are strategies to do this. Problem is, point is, you have to know what they are. Point is, you got to follow and implement them. Legitimately, truthfully, competently. Bell and Pollock, give us a call, 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.